Good morning and welcome to a Monday morning Food for Thought program here on KKCQ. It is the third Monday of the month, so it's our monthly update for Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life. And joining us in the studio this morning is Betty Severson. Hello, Betty.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, thanks for stopping by. And today we're going to talk a little bit about abortion versus adoption and some of your personal experiences.
Yes, that's right. As a young person, I never thought about this at all. It was not an issue. But as I grew older, I realized it was a very important issue. And so I kind of dragged my feet to get involved with MCCL. And about 2 years ago, I began getting more involved. And this summer, I had a great experience both at the Polk County Fair and the Clearwater County Fair in our booth, the MCCL booth. And we met a lot of wonderful people. Children were just fascinated by the models of babies in the womb. And pregnant ladies would come by and show their children, now this is how big your little brother or sister is at this point. And so that was very much fun. While I was at the Polk County, or at the Clearwater County Fair, I picked up a paper that really laid out very well the differences and similarities between adoption and abortion. And I want to read the similarities, adoption versus abortion. And by the way, there's only two letters different in the spelling of adoption and abortion. Mm-hmm. You change the D to a B, the P to an R, and you've gone from adoption to abortion, or vice versa. But so the similarities are that you can pursue earlier goals and plans in both situations. You can live independently. You will not have to parent permanently. You'll be free from the financial burdens of parenting. You'll avoid being forced into a hasty marriage. And if you're a teenager, you can resume your youthful lifestyle. For several years, I have been working with the Vacation Bible School over at Trinity Church north of McIntosh. And our mission offering has gone to the pregnancy center in Grand Forks. Mm-hmm. So this year we had a goal of $300 for that. And the children, there were about 45 children, in the 5 days brought over $600.
Wow.
That was really, really neat. And maybe your listeners had seen in the newspaper the picture of those children. It was in the 13 towns earlier. And then we offered at the program, at the end of the week, we offered the parents and friends and so forth an opportunity to add to that offering, and the total was $1,500. So there's a lot of support for pro-life in this area, which is very encouraging.
Well, that's a good example of it right there.
For sure. And the children are very enthused about that, as you can tell by the amount of money that they brought and that their relatives did and as well.
You know, and some of the previous conversations we had over the last couple of months on Food for Thought, I know they were really looking forward to the Polk County Fair, the Clearwater County Fair, and having the booth set up and having everybody involved.
Yes, it gives an opportunity to be a face to the public.
Well, you were supposed to have somebody helping you out today, but yeah. I give you credit. You're flying solo today. But
Thank you.
Yeah, we got our next meeting, though, for MCCL is coming up in September. Is that right?
Yeah, September 9th at 7 o'clock at the Mount Carmel Church in McIntosh.
Okay, and that's a combined August-September meeting.
Yes, that's
mistaken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds like you've been getting good attendance at the meetings.
We have. Even in the summer, it's been really good attendance. And it's fun to see people who are willing to get involved. I know there's a lot more people who are pro-life that just, this is not something that they're ready to do or can do, but it's fun to see these different people attend.
And Betty, when you mentioned the booths at the Clearwater County Fair and the Polk County Fair and how the younger children stop by, and those displays really put things into perspective, don't they?
They really do. There's such a variety of things in each of those booths that there was something for everyone. We had petitions that people could sign so that our tax dollars won't go for abortion, which is, I think, on everybody's mind is taxes, of course, and we want to support things that we really support.
Right, believe in and support. Yeah,
right, absolutely. Exactly.
All right. Well, anything else, sir?
I think that's it for now.
Well, Betty Severson, good job on Food for Thought with our monthly MCCL update. We appreciate you stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your day and what's left of our summer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Nice to see you. Thanks again to Betty Severson joining us on Food for Thought this morning with our monthly Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life update. We thank Betty for stopping by. Tomorrow, Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson will join us for the monthly Clearwater County Sheriff's update, and Heather Dufault will have our extension update on Wednesday. We'll talk Heritage Days Thursday, and Sue Chase with a Boston School Board update on Friday. So a full week of Food for Thoughts coming up on KKCQ. 6 minutes away from 9 o'clock.